Again, this is Minister Cheryl with you on tonight. And we're going to go back tonight to Psalms 119, where our primary theme was, or still is, a commitment to obedience. And the last time we picked up the subtitle from the Bible, which was Walk in God's Ways. And tonight we're going to be talking about heeding God's word. And, you know, as I begin to look at this scripture and another thought came to me is the cleansing power of the word of God. So looking at verse 9, the scripture says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? And then the psalmist comes back and he gives the answer, but first we're going to deal with the question. And another, if I could just paraphrase that, by what means shall a young man cleanse his way? And as I began to really study this, you know, I told you before previously that the psalmist was an unknown author, but I began to read where he possibly was in a position where he taught young men. But we know that from the society that we live in today, we know that it's not just young men, but it's young women. It's the middle age. It's the old age. In other words, this passage of scripture is for all of us, because we live in a society now where the mentality is everybody's doing it. Anything goes. Everything is accepted. There's nothing wrong with what I do. And, you know, and that's really been the focus lately. Even, you know, Pastor touched on it last night and Lady B last week. And, you know, we're in the church and we're just doing whatever we want to do. You know, we sit and we hear the word of God. And that's if we're not distracted, because sometimes we're on our phones, you know, and or we're whispering to the one beside us. And so sometimes we're not even hearing the word of God that's being made available to you. So while we're in this society now, yes, we got the younger generation, which the scripture is referring to the young man, which according, you know, when I read the footnotes, a young man is someone who lacks experience or lacks the wisdom, or somebody who's easily drawn away from the things of God and easily enticed to do what the world says to do. But again, that goes for all of us. The younger generation, yes, they want to experience everything that the world has to offer. They want to go out and find their own way. They want to make their own decisions, and they want to do what makes them happy. But they don't give any thought to what the consequences of their choices might be. You need to know that sin and its influence in the world today, it's a lifelong battle that we cannot win on our own. I don't care how old you are. If you're struggling with temptations, addictions, sexual desires, alcohol, doesn't matter what it is. But the psalmist comes back and he tells us how we can cleanse our way, or how we can purify our way, how we can walk in that path of righteousness that God calls us to. The scripture says, by taking heed thereto according to the word of God. And as I said earlier, the world that we live in today, we need the word of God. And you know, and I often, when I read this, I still often parallel it with our study of Psalms 19, and even then where David delighted himself in the word of God, talking about the perfect law of the Lord and the pure testimony of the Lord and the statutes of the Lord being right. Even after delighting himself in the word of God, when I got down to verse 12 in Psalms 19, it was like he flipped the script and he began to petition God, and he said, who can understand his errors And he began to cry out to God and said, Lord, cleanse me from secret faults or from hidden sin, because there's some things that we do, we might not even know it to be sin. We might not even realize that it's against the word of God. And then he says, keep back thy servant. And we know those who are born again, those who have been saved, those who have surrendered their lives to the Lord, we are the servants of God. And then David says, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Presumptuous sins are those deliberate sins, those things we know to be sin, and guess what? We do them anyway. And here David is saying, Lord, keep back thy servant from performing deliberate sin, from carrying out deliberate actions that we know are going to displease God, that we know are going to make God's heart sad. So then he says, let them not have dominion over me. So when, in other words, when you look at Psalms 119 and you look at Psalms 19, they all bring us right back to our need for the word of God. And David went on to say, then shall I be upright. Then shall I be innocent from greater transgressions. So, in other words, we need the word of God to keep back sin in our lives. We need to know what the word says in order to take heed to the word of God. You got to know what the word says. And then it's not enough even just to know it. You got to put it into action. That word has to be in the heart. And, you know, and I think about, you know, you might see it as little things, but the word of God comes to, the spirit that lives in us comes to bring conviction. You know, when we do something, when we're walking and striving to be in the will of God and trying to do the right thing, and you know, you find yourself straying, the Spirit of God that's in us is going to bring conviction. And I'll give you an example, and it may seem small to you, but sometimes, like, if I go into the store and I pick up something on one aisle, and then I might get four or five aisles over, and I decide, oh, I don't want that. And the human part of me wants to take that item and put it on the aisle that I'm in and just leave it. But there's something inside me that won't let me do it. And I find myself taking that particular item and walking four or five aisles back over and putting it right back where it's supposed to be, putting it back where I got it from. See, God calls us to be different. He calls us to do opposite of what the world does. So that may seem small to you, but to me, I'm at a place where, you know, even though those small things that might seem insignificant, I just can't do it. You know, and I'm talking about me. You know, I don't know what you do, but I'm talking about myself. You know, and even God gives us laws. He gives us commandments. Romans 13 tells us we are to obey the laws of the government. You know, Paul says, by the law is the knowledge of sin. Jesus said, I didn't come to abolish the law. I didn't come to destroy it. I came to fulfill the law. Meaning the law comes to show us. It points out what we're doing wrong. So another example, when you're driving along the highway, you got speed limit signs. Now, if that sign wasn't there, you would know, okay, I can only drive 35 here. And we still find ourselves sometimes disobeying the laws of the government. But what I'm saying is we need the word of God to point out to us and show us what it is we're doing wrong. Let me share this with you. Even Paul, when Paul tried to obey the laws of God in his own strength, he couldn't do it. Romans 8, and I'll be paraphrasing some of this. Look at what Paul said. Paul said, I don't understand myself at all, and I'm reading from the Living Bible, which is really going to break it down for you tonight. I don't understand myself at all, for I really want to do what's right. Paul said, but I can't. I do what I don't want to do. I do that thing that I hate to do. I know perfectly well it's wrong. He said, but my conscience proves that I agree with these laws, but yet I break them. But I can't help myself. I'm no longer doing it, but it is the sin that's inside me that is stronger than I am that makes me do these evil things. We still have a sinful nature. We still are not where God would have us to be. And then Paul goes and said, there is no good thing in me, that is, that dwells in me, in my flesh. No matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. I want to, but I can't. When I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do wrong, Paul said, I do it anyway. And that's a lot of us today. You know, we might have a desire to do the right thing. And going back, you know, to young people, I remember some weeks ago in Bible school, church school, Minister Joseph said, you know, he works in the school system. He said it's hard for young people today because you got peer pressure and you got outside influences that are pulling you, that are saying, it's okay, you know, one time ain't going to hurt you. You know, so I can only imagine what young people are going through today, living in the world that we live in. It's not easy. You know, coming up, I'm not going to say those things didn't exist, but they weren't as prominent like they are today. You know, you got drugs in the school systems. You got, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, you got illicit sex going on. I listen to some of my school resource officers, you know, when they come in the office and the language that they say comes out of young people's mouths today, the lack of respect that they have for teachers, even the deputies, when you know, the school resource officers, even the lack of respect that they have for the older people, it's unbelievable some of the things they tell me that goes on in the school systems today. That's why it's important for the parents to train up that child. Deuteronomy, I believe, 6 and 7, it tells us, you must think constantly about these commandments I am giving you today. You must teach them to your children. You must talk about them when you are at home or even out for a walk, at bedtime and the first thing in the mornings. Parents, you have a responsibility to teach your children, to train them up, to instill the word of God in them, that when they get out here in this world, when they're at school, you know, they won't be so easily enticed or so easily drawn away, and regardless of the peer pressure, regardless of those influences that are trying to draw them over to their side, they've got that foundation on the inside that you've instilled in them. And the Bible said the word, the spirit that's in us will bring that word back to our remembrance just when you need it. Just when you need it. So I'm saying to you tonight, we need to take heed. We need to pay attention to what God is saying to us. We need to make up in our minds that we are going to walk in obedience to what God tells us to do. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my sayings. So, and that love of God, that love for God, that's what's going to motivate you or motivate me. That's what motivates us to strive to walk in obedience to the word of God every day, to live moral and upright lives before him, to be led in the path of righteousness. And when you're led, that means you got assistance. And that assistance is available to you through the Word of God. That help is available to you. It's in the Word of God. It's not about being a hearer only, but it's about doing what God tells us to do. It's about paying attention, taking heed to God's instruction, striving for obedience. We're not perfect. We're imperfect people, and we live in an imperfect world. But when you got the Word of God on the inside, oh my God, you don't have an excuse. When you really got the Word of God on the inside, when that Word comes back and convicts you, we really can't make excuses. But we have a responsibility to live up to the standards that God has set for us in His Word. We have a responsibility. Parents, you have a responsibility to your children to live the life before them, to be an example before them. Because they're going to see you before they see what's going on outside in the world. They're going to see you. They're going to see your actions. They're going to see how you respond to circumstances and situations. So you too have a responsibility that that young man, that young woman, that their way can be made pure. But it's going to be through teaching them the Word of God. It's going to be through teaching them right from wrong, that they know what's good and what's evil. You have that responsibility to walk upright before your children. And who knows, instead of the world pulling them out there, they can have a spiritual influence on their peers, on other students. They can have a spiritual influence. And when they try to pull them out, they can say, no, that's not right. But this is the right way, because you've instilled that in them. So I just want to say to you on tonight, in order to keep your way clean, in order to keep your pathway pure, in order to stay on that path of righteousness, get into the Word of God. God's Word has the power to cleanse us from sin and to keep us pure. Along with the aid of the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us, we can live obedient lifestyles before God. We can fulfill the righteousness of God every single day of our lives. And again, it's not by just knowing. Going back to Paul, Paul says we aren't saved from sin's grasp by knowing the commandments of God, because we can't and we don't keep them. But look what God did. God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent His own Son in a human body just like ours. The only difference is Jesus knew no sin. Our lives are sinful. We still have that sinful nature. But God sent His Son in human body just like ours. And what did He do? He destroyed sin's control over us by giving Himself as a sacrifice for our sins. So now we can obey God's laws if we follow after the Holy Spirit and no longer obey that old, evil, sinful nature that lies within us. And in my closing, let me leave this scripture with you. One who looks intently, and this is James 1:25, one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. And I don't know about you tonight, but I want to be blessed by God. His word is a map. It's an instruction for our lives. It's powerful for our sanctification. It gives us a foundation to live a morally pure life according to God's ways. We don't have to be out here living with somebody other than our spouses. We don't have to be out here giving way to illicit sex. We don't have to be out here partaking in drugs and alcohol. That's not what God wants for us. But we can be better than that. We can be a people that love God. And when we love God, when we truly love God, we will do what his word commands us to do. And in order to do that, you need to know truth. In order to know truth, you need to know Jesus. Jesus is truth. The word of God comes to sanctify us. Jesus said, sanctify them in the truth, and your word is truth. He says, already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken unto you. We can be different. We can make our way clean. We can live a life that's pure before God. We can live a life that's holy before God. Yes, it takes time to be holy. But God commands us, be ye holy as I am. We can be examples before others of Christ that lives in us. There's much work for us to do. And sometimes the only Jesus people are going to see is the Jesus that lives in us. So let's do what the word of God says do. Let's take heed according to the word of God. Let us pray. Before I go into prayer, we do have several names on our prayer request list. We have Dignus Mary Brown. We have Brother Michael Bolden. We have Sister Margaret Royal, Sister Alice Gregory, Brother David Sims, Brother Roger James, Sister Virginia Monroe, Sister Jeannie Simpson, Sister Denise Sally. And, of course, we always want to continue to pray for our mother of the church, Mother Dolores Liggins, our father of the church, Deacon Walter Brown. We pray for our ministers, our pastors. We just want to go forth in prayer and just remember those names. God knows who they are. He knows what they're going through. You know, we don't have to tell God. He already knows. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, hallelujah, as you implant your word, God, deep in our hearts. My God, in the name of Jesus, that God, we would just learn to live according to your word, according to your standards. You've given us the roadmap. You've given us the instructions. But it's up to us, God, to make up in our minds, God, that we're going to read the word of God, that we're going to meditate on the word of God, that we're going to delight in your word, and we're going to do, God, what your word commands us to do. Teach us, oh God, to walk in obedience unto your every written word, And God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God, as you come to remind us how to keep our way pure. We thank you tonight, God, that you come to remind us that we do sometimes, we commit sins that we don't even know to be sin. We thank you tonight, God, that you reminded us that sometimes we deliberately do things that we know, God, displease you. But thank you so much for reminding us, God, that we can find truth, my God, in the word of you. Thank you tonight, God, for encouraging the parents through the word of your God to instill the word in them, my God, in the name of Jesus, which is going to prepare them, my God, to go out into this world that we live in now, an imperfect world. Oh, my God, the desires to sift them as wheat, the desires to destroy them. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, as you come to remind us that we can find truth in you as we seek you, God, with all of our hearts. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, give us wisdom, God. Give us understanding of your word. In the name of Jesus, give us discernment tonight, God. Hallelujah, my God, to know right from wrong and good from evil, oh God. Discernment, God, to know the deep things of you. My God, in the name of Jesus, give us a desire, God, to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, God. Rightly dividing your word of truth tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. Because when everything else has passed away, God, it's your word. Oh, my God, it's your word, God, that's going to stand. Help us tonight, God, to take heed according to your word. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you tonight, God, every person name that I called that's on our prayer request list, ask, God, tonight that you would touch their bodies. And remember again, Lady B, tonight, God, I include her, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their bodies tonight, God. Bring healing tonight. Bring deliverance, God, to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the Lord, thy God, that healeth. Healing is your children's bread. And God, we are your children. And we ask you tonight, God, that you would bring healing, that you would bring complete deliverance. Oh, my God, whatever the symptoms are, whatever the ailments are, God, whatever the condition might be, God, in the name of Jesus, it's not too hard for you. Oh, my God, there is nothing, my God, too hard for you, because to you, God, it is but a light thing. My God, in the name of Jesus, touch right now, oh, my God, encourage your people tonight again, Lord. Not only through your word, encourage them, God, as they feel the power of you, as they feel a touch from you, my God, letting them know that they're not by themselves. They're not going through this alone. Your word declares you would never leave them, nor will you ever forsake them, oh God. But you have promised to be with your people always, even until the ends of the world. And God, we thank you tonight, because there is no good thing you will hold from them, God, that walk upright before you. Oh, my God, in the midst of every circumstance, in the midst of every situation, your word says, God, you're working all things out together for the good to those who love you, to them that are called according to your purpose. We might not be able to see what the end is going to be, but, oh, my God, there's nothing hidden from you. You see all things. You know all things. You're the omniscient, the omnipresent God, the omnipotent God. Hallelujah, my God. And we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. We pray for every pastor. We pray for our ministers. God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue, God, to draw us closer to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue, God, to just let us decrease, that you would ever increase in us. Oh, my God, that we can go forth and walk in the calling of you, God, upon our lives. In the name of Jesus, that we can go forth, God, and be a blessing, my God, to your people. Grow us up in you, my God. Bless our pastor tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, continually, God, grant him that shepherd's heart, that shepherd's love, God, for your people in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God, every person on this line. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God, just for allowing them to even take time out of their busy schedule, God, to dial in tonight just to hear, God, what you have to say unto your people. And tonight, God, we thank you. You're telling us tonight, God, take heed to your word. Walk in the word, in the light of your word, God. Be obedient to your word, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. Have your way right now, Lord. Every family represented on this line, have your way in their lives. Draw them closer to your God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we can't make it without you, but we need you. We lean on you. We depend on you. Our trust is in you. Our confidence, oh, my God, is in you. We can't even breathe, God, without you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. You are, God, the air that we breathe. It's in you, God, that we live. It's in you, God, that we move. It's in you, God, that we have our being. Don't let us, God, merely exist, but help us, oh, God, every day to live a purposeful life, a life yielded to you, God, a life devoted to you, a life, God, that's loving you, God, more and more every day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, oh, my God. We give glory and honor to you, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God. Remember auntie tonight, God. Touch her, Lord. God, those pains that are in her back. God, you did it before, and you're able, God, to do it again. My God, in the name of Jesus. Bring healing, oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
God,
bring healing tonight, God, to your people. My God, in the name of Jesus, we love
yes.
you, God. We love you, Lord.
Yes,
oh, my
yes.
God, with all of our heart, with all of our soul,
yes.
Lord,
yes,
with all of our
yes.
minds, oh, God, and with all of our strength.
Yes, yes.
We love you, God. We need you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise on tonight, God. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. Well, how amazing you are. What a wonder you are, God. Hallelujah, Lord. You're still working miracles. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. This is our prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. And by faith, we get it done tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you all again tonight for calling in, and pray you've been blessed by the word of God, that you've been encouraged to walk in the ways of the Lord, to walk according to his word, to keep his commandments. In the name of Jesus,
thank you.
Go
Lord.
Forth and be hearers, not only hearers of the word, but go forth and be doers and be examples.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Be examples of the God that you serve. Be examples before your children. Be examples before your family.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You know, God uses people. He uses people, and all we need to do is be in a place of availability to be used.
In your name. Thank you, Lord.
And on that, I say good night. I love you.
Good night.
Thank you again for your, thank you again for your faithfulness. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.